Let me tell you all about Jess. Everyone loved Jess's company because she always said the right thing and kindness just shone out of her. It seemed like she always knew what was on your mind. She always had great advice for any situation. Even her eyes seemed always to be smiling. Everyone trusted her and they all loved to work with her. So no one was surprised when Jess got a promotion. But unfortunately, this meant that she would be moving away to a new town. Everyone was upset at the prospect of this. Where would they be able to turn to now for that encouraging smile and that sympathetic listening ear? How would they cope without her good advice and her thoughtful comments? She knew them all so well, and they knew her and trusted her completely. They were all upset and they didn't know how they would manage without Jess. Yes, no one was looking forward to Jess leaving. Things would never be the same again. Of course, she might visit occasionally and keep in touch in the WhatsApp group. There would be Christmas cards and there would be birthday cards. But that wouldn't be the same, would it? You wanted to be with Jess in person and share things face to face. If only she could stay. If only they could have her around all the time. If only somehow Jess could be with any of them, anywhere and any time they needed her. That's what they wanted. But of course it was just a silly thought. Have you ever been lucky enough to have a friend like Jess? Have you known someone who has made such an impact on you because of their understanding and their kindness? Well, this was exactly how the disciples felt about Jesus. He was so special and so important to them that when it was time for him to go, they felt utterly lost. They wanted him to stay with them forever, guiding them, teaching them, being there for them whenever they needed him. Jess's friends were just going to have to learn to manage without her in their day-to-day lives. But Jesus had really good news for the disciples. He was going to be with them wherever they went forever. Jesus had come down from God. And then when Jesus left the earth to go back to the Father, God sent his Holy Spirit down to each of them. And this is what we celebrate at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit coming to be with the disciples and with us forever. My name is Catherine and I'm part of the youth and children's team here at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. And I'm delighted to be able to welcome you to our all-age worship this Pentecost Sunday. So as we start our service, let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit to be with us, helping us and guiding us at all times. I pray that you will be with us during this time of worship. And as we hear again the story of the birth of your church, I thank you for our church and I pray that you will bless us all today. Amen.
Sing this with us.
Oh, holy, oh, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And is to come.
During lockdown, our Open the Book team have still been sending accounts from the Bible into our schools. We've been doing this via Zoom and recording them, and we're going to use one of those in our service now.
Hello everyone. Welcome to Open the Book. Now, I don't know if you remember, but the last time we were with you was all about Jesus going back to heaven for Ascension Day. After he'd gone back to heaven, his friends were left behind on earth, and they must have been worried and also quite confused. Jesus had told them to pass on his story to everyone in the world. But however were they going to do that without him? I'll tell you how. Jesus had promised to send them a helper. But I wonder what that meant. Well, today, we're going to go back to the Bible and we're going to open the book at the account of the helper arrives. Oh, that reminds me, we want to ask you to help us. In the account today, we talk about the compass. So can you all point to the north? And when I say the north, can you echo it back to me? Here we go. The north.
The north.
North.
The south.
The south.
The east.
The east.
And the west.
The west.
In fact, all over the world. That's it. Draw a lovely globe, a lovely world with your hands. Excellent. And don't worry about east and west. One's to the left, one's to the right. It doesn't make a difference. So here we go. Let's open the book at the account from the Bible of the helper arrives. The helper arrives. Jesus told his friends to wait in Jerusalem, to wait for the helper he'd promised to send them. So they waited. They waited. And while they waited, they prayed. They prayed for 40 days. And while they waited and prayed, the streets of Jerusalem began to fill up with people from every land. People from the north.
North.
People from the south.
South.
People from the east.
People from the east.
And people from the west.
People from the west.
People from all around the world.
Right.
They'd all come to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Now Jesus's friends were in an upstairs room when suddenly some surprising things began to happen. They heard a wind blow. It was harder than the fiercest storm. But nothing was being blown about. Then they heard the flickering of flames. And they watched tongues of fire lick and lap and land on their heads. But nobody smelled any smoke. And then the helper, God's helper, the helper Jesus had promised, came, the Holy Spirit, and he filled them all with the presence and the power of God. And what they heard next was talking, strange words pouring out each and every one of their mouths.
God is Liebe. God is Liebe. God's love.
Oh, yeah, Raske. God is love.
Gut eschaliet. God is love.
Dives demur. God is love.
God is love. They rushed outside, eager to tell the crowd that God was indeed love. And now suddenly, everyone could understand them. People from the north. And people from the south.
South.
And people from the east.
The east.
And people from the west.
West.
People from all around the world. For now, Jesus's friends were able to speak in foreign languages, languages they had never learned, all because of God's Holy Spirit. What better way to tell the world about Jesus and God's love? A German man heard it first.
Jetzt ich verstehe, Gott ist Liebe.
Then a man from the Czech Republic.
Oh, yeah, Laska, God is love.
A woman from Norway.
Gud er kjærlighet, God is love.
And a woman from France.
Dives demur, God is love.
People from all over the world began to hear that God is love. But there were some people who thought it was just nonsense. These people are drunk, one man shouted. It's nothing but a load of rubbish. Gibberish, that's what it is. And that's when Peter stood up. Peter, who'd been with Jesus from the start, Peter, the fisherman. Peter, who had never made a speech in his life.
Listen, everybody. We're not filled with wine. We're filled with something else, God's own Holy Spirit. Many years ago, a prophet said this would happen, that God would send his Spirit, not just to special people like prophets and kings, but to everyone. That has happened to us today. And it's happened because Jesus, who died on a cross, was brought back to life by God himself and now sits beside God in heaven. It was Jesus who sent this wonderful gift to us. Jesus, the special one we've been waiting for all these years. Jesus, who was put to death by you.
The people were sorry for what they'd done to Jesus. What can we do, they cried.
What can we do?
What can we do?
What can we do?
Tell God you're sorry,
said Peter.
Let him wash away all the bad things you have done, and you will receive his Holy Spirit too.
So that's what the people did. 3,000 of them. They told God they were sorry. They were baptized. And then they too were filled with God's Holy Spirit. People from the north.
The north?
People from the south.
The south?
The south.
People from the east.
The east.
East.
And people from the west.
West.
People from all over the world. Now, I'm going to ask Jenny if she'll close for us. Thanks, Jenny.
So Jesus did send a helper from his friends, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit helped them to share the message of Jesus with all the visitors who were in the city at the time. When the visitors went back home, many of them took the message of Jesus with them. And that's how the news of Jesus began to spread all over the world. Close your eyes for a moment and think about someone who helps you. We all have difficult things to do sometimes, and it's good when people are there to help us. Christians believe that God's Holy Spirit helps and guides them, especially when the problem is a really big one. I'm going to say a prayer, and if you'd like to make it your prayer, you can say Amen at the end. Dear God, when we have difficult things to do, thank you for everyone who helps us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
John 14:15-16. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever.
John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
John 7:38-39. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
John 20:22 says, and with that he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
Luke 24:49. I am going to send you what my Father had promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power on high.
Let's join together as we sing one of the Light Group's favourite songs, My Lighthouse. In my failures, you won't walk out. Great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Questions the truth will hold. The great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubles. Oh, you are the peace in my troubles. See, my lighthouse, my
After his resurrection, Jesus appeared many times to his friends. He joined their prayer meetings, he ate with them, he even went fishing with them. But the time came for him to return to heaven. Before he went, he gave his friends a very special job to do. At the end of Mark's Gospel, we read, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere." He wanted them to share with everyone that God loves them and wants to forgive them and give them new life. This was a big responsibility for them, and one I'm sure they were nervous about. Until now, they'd had Jesus with them to help them. And now they were being left to continue the job of changing the world, but without him. I wonder what's happened to my cup of coffee. That kettle doesn't seem to be boiling. What's going on? It is taking an awfully long time. Forgot to plug them in! It's never going to work, was it? Daft of me, wasn't it? That's better. Coffee made. Oh, and some toast. Right then. Better. So where were we? Jesus had left, gone back to heaven, and he'd left his friends with a very important job. And we thought that they'd been left on their own. But no, he didn't leave them on their own to do it. Just like the kettle and the toaster needed power to work, the disciples needed power to do the job they'd been given. Not electrical power, but God-given power. They weren't going to be able to change the world in their own power. They needed God's power inside them. And Jesus promised he would send them the Holy Spirit, God living in them, God's special power to give them the strength and courage and power that they needed to tell people about God and to change the world. So, the disciples waited as Jesus had told them. They waited and prayed. We heard in the account earlier that there were many people coming to Jerusalem for Pentecost. People from all over the world who spoke many different languages. The disciples, they were in a room praying, just as Jesus had told them to. And suddenly, there was the sound of the roaring wind, and flames appeared and settled on each of them. And that's when it happened. That's when they were filled with God's power. God's Holy Spirit. And they were able to speak different languages. And because of that, they were able to tell thousands of people about God. The people listened. They believed in God and their lives were changed. We can read in the Bible about many other incredible and powerful things that Jesus' friends were able to do with the help of the Holy Spirit. And that power is still available to us today. God wants us to love people and for their lives to change. And we can't do this on our own. We need God's help, the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Just like the electrical power changed the cold water into hot water for my cup of coffee. And the bread into toast. We need the Holy Spirit to change us and to help us to change other people. Jesus' promise of the Holy Spirit was not just for the disciples then, but it is for now, is for us now too. So let's pray that God will fill us with the Holy Spirit, our helper, to do the things that he wants us to do.
And now we're going to pray together. In our prayers, we're going to be using a refrain which has got some actions that go with it. So let's have a practice with those actions first.
make the wind blow, make the flames glow. Holy Spirit, fill us, so we might share the good news with others.
Let us pray. Light your spirit, fill the disciples, fill us with your Holy Spirit, our helper.
Make the wind glow, make the flames glow. Holy Spirit, fill us, so that we might share the good news with others.
May the fire of your spirit light us up when we are dark inside. Help us to bring light to the world in which we live.
Make the wind blow,
make the flames glow. Holy Spirit, fill us, so we might share the good news with others.
Fill us up with the warmth of your spirit to love those around us, so that they might know your love for them. Make the wind blow,
make the flames glow. Holy Spirit, fill us, so we might share the good news with others.
Fill us with the comfort of your spirit to comfort those in need. We particularly pray for Kate, Tom, Eric, Marion, Paul and Sarah.
Make the wind blow,
make the flames glow. Holy Spirit, fill us, so we might share the good news with others. May the guidance of your spirit lead us to serve you wherever we go, in our homes, schools and places of work.
Make the wind blow,
make the flames glow. Holy Spirit, fill us, so we might share the good news with others.
Amen.
Some of our church family are now going to lead us in the Lord's Prayer in different languages.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Venha o teu reino, seja feita a tua vontade, assim na terra como no céu.
Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern.
Ac nac arwain ni i brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg.
O daith yw ein yw hewnas, a'r nebwyr, a'r gogledd, a'n oesfaith.
Amen.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil while we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church, we need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first, we hunger and we thirst, refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, to hurt the sick, the poor. Nation back, change the atmosphere.
Thank you for joining us to remember the pouring out of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and to thank and worship God for the gift of his Spirit. I'd like to thank everyone who's been involved in this service, both on screen and behind the scenes. To the children who provided their Pentecost pictures, to the young people who provided the readings, and to the families who brought us the Lord's Prayer. Let's close in prayer. For the Spirit of peace that calms our mind and stills our soul, we give you thanks. For the Spirit of love that touches hearts and reaches out to others, we give you thanks. For the Spirit of joy that stirs our soul and gives us faith, we give you thanks. For the Spirit of power, the gift of grace given to us all, we give you thanks. May the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen.